Hello, welcome to the Thursday, May 28th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Apple iOS users, be aware, there is a new denial of service exploit out for iOS that can be triggered by a simple SMS message containing a set of Unicode characters. The characters start out with sort of a string of Arabic characters, then some characters I don't necessarily recognize, closed by a, I think, Chinese character. Now, the total message is about 58 bytes in length. Once the message is received, the iPhone will shut down until another message is received. According to some reports I've seen, the issue can be mitigated by not displaying notifications on the lock screen, because apparently the code that actually displays that banner is the part where the crash happens. US English versions of iOS appear to be affected. From what I have seen, German versions, for example, are not affected, so not sure what other language versions are affected here. It is a denial of service flaw. It can be exploited via other push messages as well, but SMS messages, iMessages are probably the easiest way to exploit it. Since all it takes is copy-pasting that specific character string, exploits have already been used in the wild. And Apple announced that they will have a software update for this particular issue available shortly. And if you're using a Synology Disk Station, make sure that you updated the Photo Station app that is part of the default install of these Disk Stations. Turns out that older versions of the Photo Station app are vulnerable to command injection. There is already a proof of concept exploit out there. It's a very easy exploit to replicate, so definitely do update your Disk Station and make sure you're running 6.3-2945. So 6.3, that's the version number you are looking for. Now, if you ever wanted to create your crypto ransomware, it has become a lot easier now. McAfee found a free toolkit that, with a couple of mouse clicks, allows you to create your own custom crypto malware. The UI being presented by this toolkit called Tox does ask you for a Bitcoin address where users should submit the ransom amount to. Then you can enter a call, essentially, you know, some kind of message being sent to the user, and you enter the amount of ransom you're going to ask for, and what you get back is a 2 megabyte file that's disguised as a screensaver, so with a .scr extension that you can use to infect various systems. This particular toolkit is free. The malware that's been created also installs a Tor client on the victim's system to make it easier for them to comply with the ransom demand. And Microsoft announced that starting June 1st, any software that is found by its anti-malware tools on Windows systems that takes advantage of the search protection feature will be considered malicious. Search protection essentially allows software to restrict what search results would come back from search engines. Malicious software often uses this feature in order to restrict the user from searching for fixes to remove a particular malicious software, which is probably one reason why Microsoft considered this feature now harmful and will flag software that uses any code that exhibits this feature malicious. So if you have any software that uses search protection, you have to actually remove the code and then recompile it. You cannot just disable the search protection feature. And like all we need is more malicious code and bots. There is now an interesting implementation of a bot in JavaScript that uses Twitter as a command and control mechanism. So this bot is entirely implemented in JavaScript. It's sort of a proof of concept right now, but kind of amazingly small, actually, the code that is being offered here for download on GitHub. And with this code, you can then essentially inject other commands and such within the page that has the JavaScript loaded. I sort of see this a little bit as an extension to exploit tools like Beef or such, which may want to pick up some of this code. Well, that is it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.